And now, unprecedented access to one of America's premier motorsports organizations. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire Bilain and Roush Fenway Racing invite you to come inside
Jack's Garage.
An exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Roush Fenway Racing.
Before the cars hit the track
and the crews hit the pit, everyone convenes in Jack's Garage. Here's Claire Bilain. Welcome to Jack's Garage.
Welcome back to Dialed In. Welcome to Jack's Garage. And in Jack's Garage tonight, Brian Patty, the crew chief for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and the 17 Fastenal Ford Fusion. Contacting the first 20 laps at Kentucky, forced the fifth third bank Ford to pit road, and Stenhouse Jr. rebounded, earning a 26th place finish in Saturday night's Kentucky race. 10 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series starts at New Hampshire, and Stenhouse has an average start of 22.5 and an average finish of 19.9 here. And Brian Patty joins us now. Thanks for joining Jack's Garage on Dialed In tonight.
Thanks, Claire, for having me.
I want to ask you how you look at going to, let's start here, New Hampshire, here at the racetrack after a busy week, but now we're ready to kind of focus on the New Hampshire race, so let's start there. We'll look back in a second to Kentucky, but let's talk about New Hampshire.
Obviously flat, 1 mile. It's a decent racetrack. It's kind of hard to pass. The qualifying is obviously a premium. With the stints the way they are, qualifying comes in heavily also. So Friday's going to be a big day, but I think they'll apply more of the track surface, the adhesion they do to make racing better. So that's going to be a monkey wrench in everybody's plans. But all in all, I think we haven't been bad there. We haven't been great, but we haven't been bad. So if we can just find a little bit more speed, I think we can run top 10.
Let's talk about that application of the substance on the track that widens the groove. When is it too much? When is it right? How do you look at it as a crew chief? It is hard sometimes because drivers get used to the track, and each time they apply it, it's a little different. But it does help the racing. What's your perspective on it?
I would agree with your statements. I think it makes for better racing. I think it obviously when it's gripped up, it's hard to pass. And but as it wears out throughout the race, because they cannot reapply, it's fun to see people move around from, below the yellow line on the apron all the way to, three grooves up. So, Harden, this the racetrack and the how flat it is and the radius of the corner, it's just difficult to pass anyway. But it seemed like they've helped it with the traction surface application they put on. So I'm all for it. I'm a race fan, like I said before. I like to see good racing, and it definitely has helped Loudon.
And when you go to Loudon and you try to tell everybody where you're at as a team and how much you have improved, I was telling Matt Kenseth last week that even if you find out that what Trevor Bayne and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. have been saying is correct, even if he validifies what they've been saying is progress, right? Where do you think you're at?
I think where we're at in points is about where we should be, 14th to 16th, which is where we were last year, made the playoffs with a couple wins, but, finished right there in that range. I don't think we've made a tremendous amount of progress since last year. We've changed some of our goals, and we're a lot more aggressive on getting stage points this year than we did last year. And, that's paid dividends, but it's hurt our, final position finish a little bit. So the stats are a little skewed, but, if you look at numbers through however many races this is, we're just a little bit behind where we were on points as far as a cumulative that we were last year. So, we're close, but we're not definitely ahead. So we'll, guys here are working hard, building new cars, and you'll start seeing some different stuff from us coming soon. We're aggressively trying to find speed, and from here till Homestead, it can't change. We're gonna have to try to play catch up here and try to make the chase this year to playoffs. Obviously is a goal number one, and winning races is a goal number two, but getting ready for 2019 is also a goal, and we need to get more relevant where we're faster every week. And if we can do that, then number one and number two become easier.
I want to play a clip for you, and I want to talk to you about the aggressiveness of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and a driver who's on the bubble, who is aggressively trying to stay in it for the playoffs. And Ricky said that Kyle Busch needs to stop running his mouth, and that the ongoing criticism for the July 7th crash at Daytona, he didn't apologize to Kyle because he said Kyle was running his mouth, and he dipped his head in the window at qualifying a weekend ago, and that was all the news. I did talk to Jack Roush, and I asked him about the feistiness of his driver and whether he liked it. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I like Ricky to stand up for himself. You know, he admitted that he did something that was ill-advised and wound up being disastrous for a lot of teams, including the Kyle's team. We're certainly sorry about that, but the fact that he is so objectionable to a driver being out there trying to do his best when Ricky does not got a, he not have a history of running into people, so it's strictly just he made a mistake and he's sorry about it, but Kyle didn't take it as well as he might have, and that's a problem.
Jack Roush. Now, you, Brian Patty, as the crew chief, I don't even know how to put in perspective how tough it is to stay in a position where you are still in the playoffs and you're on the bubble. Let's go back and talk from within the race team how you feel about this, the aggressiveness that's required, what happened at Daytona, and Stenhouse dipping into Kyle Busch's car, standing up for himself a bit in explaining why he didn't apologize.
Yeah, well, I ditto Jack. He put it very well. You know, he made a mistake. He apologized to all of us. And you know, just Daytona, Talladega, you kind of, you know, you have those big wrecks. And I can name multiple drivers that are definitely aggressive and cause big wrecks. And, you know, we just moved on over time. So some of which were in that wreck and some of which that were pretty critical of Ricky post the event. So, you know, Kyle, I get it. I totally understood. You know, he's running second probably running second when we had the contact, and you don't expect to get treated that way that far up front, but, you know, Ricky made a mistake and it happens. Unfortunately, you know, it got rid of a lot of our four teammates. So it's not just the 18, it's, you know, it's all the guys that were going to work with us and toward the end of the race and try to get a forward in victory lane. So it definitely hurt us some. It obviously hurt 18 worse, but we'll just move forward. It's go time. You know, we've got six or seven races left here to make it in the playoffs. And, you know, I'm glad that we're still in the talk. You know, let's be honest with ourselves. We're over halfway through the season and we're still in the talk about the playoffs. So that means we're doing something right. We're executing and we need to continue to do that. And try not to make too many enemies on the racetrack, because we're going to need some breaks probably coming to the house to make the playoffs.
Right. So when he was very aggressive at Daytona, is part of that the push to try to be more aggressive and make sure that you guys get in, and then sometimes things go wrong?
Yeah, I would totally, you know, say that was the case. I mean, we went there knowing that's one of our better shots of winning. You know, winning both stages obviously was one of our goals, and trying to max out our points and try to, you know, get some, you know, stage points is no different than a race points. You know, they accumulate very fast. And we did that. We accomplished those first two goals and came a little short at the end, but it's racing. I mean, Claire, let's be honest. So everyone's racing this hard. They just didn't have a car as fast as ours. And, you know, when a car that fast makes a mistake, I think it gets blown out of proportion a little bit. But Ricky did what he had to do, and I know he didn't do it intentionally. So we just need to accept the fact that he apologized and move on.
As we move on, what do you tell him about aggressiveness now as we head to New Hampshire? And you're going to have to fight for every single point and every single inch. And let's face it, Brian Patty, nobody is going to back down. From what I'm feeling, everybody is really taking a serious look at points, more so than I remember, because I think everybody's getting it now. And I think it's going to be incredibly intense. And if you're not, and I'm not defending anything that he did at Daytona, but if you're not intense and aggressive, you are going to be passed by.
Yeah, no, we take one race at a time. You know, we're focused on Loudon, doing the best thing, you know, best job we can, execute on Friday, get a car race, you know, raceable on Saturday, and you know, try to get stage points. Goal number one, goal number two is to finish high, and you know, the points will come. So if we can you know, go there and get a career finish for Ricky, I think we've done our job, and you know, the points will come, and we'll look at points as far as where our standings are next Monday. It's still way too early. Still got a couple wild card races, as you know, as Watkins Glen and Bristol. So right now, I just want him to do the best he can and try to get career best finishes. If we can do that, we should be okay.
Do you think, except for Kyle Busch, that, and he said he doesn't fear Kyle Busch. I asked him about being around him as he was leading into the race last weekend. He said, I'm not afraid of anything. Do you think that everybody has forgotten and move on? Nobody will hold anything against him, and you guys can press forward, maybe except for Kyle Busch, but I don't think Kyle's dwelling on it.
No, I think everybody's going to move on from it. You know, it's not like Ricky wrecks people weekly. It's not as... not been his past, so it's, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be his future. So time will you know, pass, and people will understand, and we'll forget about Daytona, you know, come 3 or 4 weeks from now. So, or I hope so. So we're just focused on Loudon. You know, I mean, obviously if people want to race as hard, then that's their prerogative. But, you know, for the most part, I think he's got a lot of respect in the garage, and we just got to continue to build on it.
I like how intense you are. You are driven, and I don't know how many people get to hang out with you. I've interviewed you, and I see you and talk to you in the garage quite a bit, and you are intense and driven. You're the quarterback of the team. I mean, he's the driver. How much do you tell him to be aggressive? How much are you back there saying, get up on it, let's go get this, more so than usual?
You know, I don't just depends on what stage of the race you're in. We don't try to push the envelope too hard in beginning of the race, and kind of see where you're at. And, you know, obviously we're making changes and pit stops and strategies and all that stuff. But, you know, when it comes time to gain as many points as we can, whether it's the end of a stage or end of a race, I think we become pretty aggressive. I think my spotter does a great job, you know, keeping him in line. And Ricky knows. I mean, we talk every week. We'll sit down Sunday and say, this is what we want to try to achieve today. And so he's on the same plan. You know, it worked last year. It's you know, worked so far this year, so we'll just continue it. I mean, the playoffs, if you make it on points, it's because you deserve to be in there, because 26 races, you gain more points than the next guy. It's not just one race. So, you know, we look at it, we got to execute every week the same way. Don't give up points, and you know, come wherever, Indy, we'll see where we stand.
How aggressive do you think it's going to be? I mean, I just feel like I can sense that those that are around the area are not secured in, it's just continuing to ramp up.
Yeah, I don't feel pressure. I don't know. Maybe just because of last year, and you know, we made it in there, and you know, made it through the first round, made it to the second round, and I don't know. You can only control what you can control, and if you do that and check that box, then whatever happens, happens. So we're not stressed. I know the driver's not, and we're having a lot of fun, because you're in the talk. You know, as long as you're in the talk, you're relevant, and if you're relevant, you're doing something right. So we'll continue that route, and then hopefully it works out.
What'd you think of the Roval test, and what we'll see when we get to the Roval at Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the Roval. It's fast. It's slick on the infield and fast around the outside. I don't see a lot of passing zones. I see a lot of tire barriers. A lot of wrecked race cars so far. It's interesting. It's going to be definitely something, obviously, we're all going to talk about. But anything that's new like that, we always have a lot of hype. But I hope the racing's good, but I just don't – the track layout just doesn't promote a lot of passing, which is probably what we're trying to do, like a Sonoma would be. So it's what it is. We all have to do it. And at the end of the day, they're going to give one guy a trophy, and you know, everybody else points. So we'll just deal with it.
When they get into the tire barrier, it had taken quite a while to get it all back together. And then they carry really high speeds, those sorts of things – it'll be very interesting to see what happens as they try to clean it all up each time there's a crash.
yeah, it's definitely gonna, it's gonna be fun. I mean, it's, you know, new things. It's exciting. It's hype. It's fun. But to be honest, I'm more just trying to get through Indy and try to get in the playoffs. And then once we get there, then we'll try to figure out the Roval. But we had a decent test. You know, we both drivers tested the same car both weeks. So, you know, we're pretty conservative on, you know, hitting curbs and brake lockups and all that stuff. So we're trying to save a car and just learn what we can. And I think we'll have more speed when we go back.
I know that you always look forward to racing at Fenway Sports Group's home track, New Hampshire, a fast one-mile track, multiple grooves. I know your interior mechanic, Chris Church, is a diehard Boston Red Sox fan, grew up in Massachusetts, which is about an hour from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. How do you feel going back to the home of Fenway Sports Group?
Oh, the area is great. It's, you know, it's the scenery is beautiful. Typically, the weather's nice. Yeah, it's a fun little racetrack. It's the only problem with Loudon is just it's difficult to pass. Otherwise, you know, the facility is nice. You know, the city of Concord and Manchester is nice. It's a nice venue. So looking forward to going back there and trying to get Ricky his you know, career best finish.
And yesterday was the Eldora Dirt Track race. What would you think if someone proposed having a cup race on the dirt at Eldora? Are we ready for that?
Oh, well, with Ricky driving my car, I would say, yes, I'm ready. It'd be great. And I'm a dirt racer myself. So, yeah, that would be awesome. But I don't see it happening. I mean, there's a lot of ideas out there trying to make our sport better. But I don't think dirt is on the docket so far.
With seven races remaining until the playoffs, your driver, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and your team sits 9 points out of the final transfer position. Before we end this interview on Jack's Garage, if I'm in the car, I'm Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and you're leaning in to start the race with seven races remaining, 9 points out of the final transfer position, what do you say to me?
Be smart, be smooth, and I'll give them a number of where I'm trying to finish. And that's what we try to do. That's our goals every week.
You give him a number, and he's got to hit that number.
That's what we try to do every week.
I appreciate you joining Dialed In tonight. You want to add anything as you head to where I'm at tonight, which, of course, is New Hampshire Motor Speedway?
No, it's looking forward to it. We've got seven races here, or however many, till the playoffs start. And this is fun. This is what, you know, kids dream of. You know, it's competition, but it's, you know, there's a bigger war, so to speak, to win. And, you know, once you make the playoffs, you know, solidifies your place in the sport. So that's our goal. We got 7 weeks to prove it.
Man, it cranks me up just to hear you talk like that. Crew Chief Brian Patty for the 17 Fastenal Ford Fusion. Thanks for coming on Jack's Garage tonight. I'll see you in the garage, okay?
Thank you.